The importance of quick thinking or of proper thinking at all times. The importance of quick thinking or always proper thinking. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. Ha ha! The importance of quick thinking or always proper thinking. Yesterday we were doing a little bit of figuring on our computer, and we were thinking, if we had 10,000 stem cells born in our brain every day, we wouldn't think of them necessarily as being born en masse. 10,000 all at once, kaplatch, you know, out of our brain. But it's a constant trickling out of our brain every moment of 10,000 stem cells. And of course, probably the same thing is true throughout our entire body. But if we had 10,000 stem cells being born new in us, undifferentiated cells waiting to be told what to do, that would mean that we would have one cell every 9 seconds, or 7 cells every minute. Now, one cell every 9 seconds. Now, I like that idea. Now, every 9 seconds, we have a new birth of this beautiful, undifferentiated stem cell saying, "Hey, Dad, what you want me to do? What you got for me to do? I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do. Tell me what to do, Dad. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me." And so then, what do we do? What do we do? We tell our stem cell what to do. We say, "I'm not feeling good. I'm unhappy. I'm sick. I've got problems. Tell me what to do. Tell me, stem cell, what should I do? What should I do?" And the stem cell says, "Hey, you're the boss. I'm not the boss. I'm here merely to do your bidding. I'm born in you to do whatever you want me to do. I have no job. I have no appointments. I have no references to anything. I'm just waiting for you to tell me what to do. Now, what are you going to tell me what to do?" Well, we look sort of startled at the stem cell. One every, what is it? 9 seconds? Wow, that's pretty quick. And we say, "All right, now you, your wholeness and perfection, you, your beauty, you, your magnificence, you." And we have a stream of things. Now, does it hurt to put a lot of them on the same thing? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. If we had all of our stem cells, all 10,000 of them, all day long, thinking, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body," what would we be experiencing? We would be experiencing our ideal spirit, mind, and body. It's just that simple. Now, what do we tell our stem cells? We tell them all sorts of interesting things. We tell them about the appearances in our life. And these appearances in our life are pretty tough sometimes. These appearances in our life just drag us down and make us feel very, very, very sad and very terrible. And so we give our attention to these appearances, and these appearances keep growing and growing and growing because we have given the stem cells permission to give these appearances attention, and we have turned the stem cells to work on letting them, this negative stuff happening in us, this stuff that we say we don't want to happen, we give it attention and the stem cells go to work there. Now, we often say, when the children are at play and some of the kids in the neighborhood are not doing nice things, you don't tell your kids not to play with them because that's just the ones they want to play with. You say, "Come on, let's go do this. Let's do that. Let's put a new cause in motion. Let's go and play in the park. Let's go and join these kids that are having such fun over here doing this." And, "Oh, I don't want to do that. I want to do what my friends up the street are doing." Well, now, I think that if we would open up some ice cream at the house, we could probably have quite a party. Now, what do you think of that idea? "Ooh, I like that." And you see, when a parent can divert the attention away from the appearances, whatever it takes, divert the attention away from the appearances to what it is that the parent wants the child to be doing, then the child will be doing. Now, this is not an easy task. This is an alert task. The parents have to be awake to it. They got to be alert to it. You have to be alert. I have to be alert to the negative thoughts that go popping through my mind. I have to be alert to when I stub my toe. Do I say, I'm holding perfect? Or do I say, ouch? When I see somebody who's having a problem, do I say, that person has a problem? Or when I see someone who's having a problem, do I say, now, the solution for that circumstance is this. And I say it to myself. And then, should I choose to talk to the person, I would say to them, hey, you are fantastic. I see you doing, which is, in your mind, the solution to their circumstance. For instance, a person might be taking their paintbrush and putting it on crossways across the board. And they want to get into the grain of the wood, and they want to go up and down. And the paint sort of flops in and flops out. And they look at it and they say, oh, darn, I'll never learn how to paint. I'll never learn this. I'll never learn that. And then you come along and you say, boy, you are stupid. You know, you don't know how to paint. You don't know how to do anything. You're just stupid, stupid, stupid. And they take the paintbrush and throw it at us. They should do it then. Now, instead of that, we go up to them and we say, wow, you have a beautiful board there. And I just love the way the grain goes up and down. And when I'm painting a board with the grain like that, I go up and down with the paintbrush, and it just sort of stickles right into all the grain and into the line. It just makes a beautiful board painted. Hey, that's an idea. Or, if they're very sensitive to it, and you say, you know, I've got the same problem you do. I have boards like that, and when I paint them, they just get all that way. Could you give me some ideas on how to... I don't have any idea myself. Look at the way my painting is coming out. Well, let's think about it together. You know, if we were to go up and down, sideways, round, make circles, do crosses, what do you think would help? Let's make a cross on there. Click, trip. Wow, that's terrible. Let's make a circle. Part is good and part is not. Oh, let's go up and down. Ooh, that covers it all. Let's go sideways. Oh, that makes a terrible looking thing. Huh. If we went up and down, it would make it great. Well, anyhow, I'll see you later. I've got things I got to go do now. And you let them alone. And then they go back to doing what they're doing, and they think to themselves, when I went up and down, when I went up and down, it looked good. When I went up and down, the painting was very nice. I think that's what I'll do. I'll just do that. Now, you see, the stem cells inside of us are just like that paint. They're happy to go any place we want to put them. They want to go sideways and only cover part of the board, or go up and down and get in the grain and cover it completely and beautifully. You see, it's up to me to make the decision what my stem cells are going to do every day. It's up to me to make the decision of how my stem cells are going to work for me. And that's what their job is. Every 9 seconds. Wow. One new stem cell every 9 seconds. Can I, in 9 seconds, sync up enough things? Well, maybe not. But I can take a minute and say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. Well, you know, look at your stopwatch. Now, how long does it say today, I like me? I like me. It only takes a second and a half. It doesn't even take a full 9 seconds. So you could say, I like me, many, many times during that 9 seconds. And those... The stem cell that's coming in, he says, oh, that's all I hear is, I like me, I like me, I like me. This is a good place to work. They like themselves here. And all sorts of other things you could say. I am talented. I am capable. I am responsive. You see, we don't have the greatest teacher in the world coming into us in the guise of these stem cells. We have the carrier outers of whatever it is that we choose. Now, these stem cells are really like we should be. These stem cells don't know that they don't know. These stem cells don't know that they don't know how to do something. These stem cells don't know that they don't know knowledge. They don't have all the wisdom of the universe in them. They don't know that. They believe that whatever they're told to do, they can do. They just go and do it. And it takes no practice. If they were told to go and play tennis, they would say, okay, fine. Show me the tennis racket. Show me the ball. Show me the rules of the game. I'll play no problem at all. I just follow everything beautifully. And am I supposed to lose or am I supposed to win in this game? Am I supposed to have a high score or a low score? Do I work on having a low score or do I work on having a high score? What is it that the game calls for? And what is it the game calls for? It's not can I do it or can I not do it. What is it the game calls for? If I'm playing chess with a little child, and I want the child to learn to play chess, and I want the child to get excited about playing chess, I play the less vibrant game of chess, the less demanding game. I play a game that the child is going to get excited about, and he's going to win now and then. Not all the time, but he's going to win now and then, and he's going to feel confident in himself. He's going to know that the stem cells inside of him know exactly what to do. Now, do the stem cells in you know exactly what to do? That is the big question. Do the stem cells in you know exactly what to do? Well, if they do, you will get fabulous results. If they don't, you will get the results of what they feel they do or don't know what to do. Every 9 seconds, we have a brand new baby born in our brain, a baby undifferentiated stem cell, saying to each of us, what do you want me to do? What's my purpose? What's my goal? Where am I going? What am I accomplishing? What do you want me to do? And then we have to make the decision of what we want that stem cell to do in our brain, in our body, in our mind, in our affairs, in our world. And if we put that stem cell to work on being peace on earth, then so be it. But we can never allow ourselves to get angry, upset, get tense, or get nervous about anything. We have to be peaceful ourselves. Because our stem cell looks at us and says, now that's what they believe. Okay, that's fine with me. And then the stem cell acts in that way. What's your choice for yourself? I know I've got to rethink a lot of things myself. And every moment I think positive, joyful, happy, wonderful things, and my stem cells return in kind to me exactly what I put out. Now remember that. Every 9 seconds, you have a brand new stem cell born in your body. 10,000 every day, 24 hours a day, 10,000 new stem cells. But they're coming out one at a time. One at a time. One every 9 seconds. And that is really important. 7 every minute. So let's get going on this and see what sort of things can happen in our life now that we know how to put the stem cells in motion for ourselves, for our highest and our best. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.